holding inside base of Manalov, top Rashi. Yamar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Did Rabbi Yochanan say halacha Kirbe Shimon? We had before it said Alpha Manalov, that Rabbi Yochanan said halacha Kirbe Shimon. And he said, Afilu Irvu, even if in a case where the B'nai Chotzer had been Ma'arev, would be permitted to take from the Chotzer to the Karfiv, etc. The Kelim which were Shabbos B'Chotzer, we're not Goyzer, you can't take the Kelim which were Shabbos B'Chotzer, because you might take the Kelim which were Shabbos B'Bayis, because since you made an Erev in the Chotzer, you have Kelim from the Bayis in the Chotzer. So we're not Goyzer that. That we say the Chotzer is Rishus Achas, the Chotzer is Rishus, together with the Chotzer is Rishus, one Rishus together with the Karfiv. But the problem is the Morris is Rabbi Yochanan's Aloch Kestam Mishnah. And the Stam Mishnah says that the Kaisel between two Chatzeris, so the Aloch is that you're allowed to go up and on the Kaisel and eat. So it means you can't take one Chatzer to the next. So how do you understand that Mishnah? If you tell me that the case of Irvu it's Osir, so Kim Lahab Irvu will say the case over here of this mission was the case of each Chatzah was Ma'ariv amongst himself. So you can't take Paris down from the Kaisel, which is the equivalent of a Chatzah, to another Chatzah. But the Paris and the Kaisel were Paris which was Shabbos but Kaisel. But according to you, you're telling me that even in the case of Irbu, Rishim was Matar, so the Chard is no issa to carry from the top of the Kaisel into the Chatzar. So the Gemara answered, that question by saying, it means, Lamata means Labata, means you can take it down. That which says you can't take it down, means you can't take it down all the way from the Kaisel into the house. From the top of the Kaisel down to the Chatzar would be Mutzer according to Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. So that's what we're holding the Gemara. So let's pick up in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Vahatani. So that was the answer the Gemara gave. It means Labatim. So seven lines down. Vahatani Rabbi Chia. Vahatani Rabbi Chia. Vahatani Rabbi Chia. So that the heter is only to go up on top of the wall, but you cannot stand in the chotzer, reach up, take from the top of the wall, and bring it down to yourself and eat. Which means even from the top of the wall to the chotzer is also. Okay, so the Morris says, let's see, so Ravina or Rashi are talking. So Ravina asked Rashi. So who's talking now? This is Ravina. So Rashi said back. There's no indication at all from the Mishnah that that's so. And therefore, what right does Rav Chia come along and say? This pshat, so therefore Rabbi Yochanan has a right to say the pshat, the Mishnah means, into the house. Okay. Let's see Rashi. You can't stand down below in the chotzer, reach up to the top of the kaisel and take from the top of the kaisel down to the chotzer and eat. What's our lashon? So what do we mean according to Pshat? I'm not sure what that means. Where is he standing? She hates the Oymen Mekame. Can't stand on top of the Rosh Hakosol. Why can't it? What that means? Rabbi Lishanah. What?
She is a omid bimkama. standing on the coastal.
Yeah, but you're allowed to eat on the top of the coastal. Well, yeah. So
maybe he's taking
that. I mean, he said, "Bedafka, stand there and not take it down." Okay, okay. Yeah, but then it's no kasha. Maybe taking down means into the house. The same way we touch up the mishnah into the house. Why is that a better kasha? So Rashi, Rechi Rebbe Lo Shino, the Mishnah Zubim Shoseinu. There's no indication from this in the Mishnah at all. So Rechi, she sees her besosim as a brisa, but Talmido Hayu. Rechi, who was explaining the brises, who compiled the brises, Menayin Lo Zeh Pirish. What right does he have? There's no indication at all from the Mishnah that that's the pshat. Well, Lamata the besosim Rebbe Bimasnisin. Bibatim kamer. So when Rabbi said in the lashon of lamat, the mishnah meant into the house. Shall you read me? Rasha kaisel b'yerlech lepesu. It means you can't take it down from the top of the wall into the chotzer, which that really is mutzer, but all the way into the house. Okay. Itmar. Shechatzeris v'churachas b'neiim. So you have two chatzeris, and now instead of having a kaisel mutzer, you have a churban between. So the churba is equivalent to a chatzar, equivalent to a non-ma'urvdika place. It's not being used. Now, achas irva v'achas lo irva. One of the two chatzaris had been ma'arv amongst himself. And therefore, there are kalim from the bais in that chotzer. One of the chazeres had not been ma'arav amongst himself, and there are no kalim from the batim in the chotzer. So, what happens now? So, the rights to use the churba go to the chotzer, regarding the Shimon. So, one chotzer to the other is mutur. So, one chotzer to the churba is mutur. But only to the one, which is lomi zariv, and there's no kalim from the bais in the chotzer.
From one chotzer to the other.
But to take kalim from the chotzer, which is irev, which there are kalim of the bias in the chotzer. So even the kalim which are not from the bias, which are from the reshavas b'chotzer, you may not take from the chotzer into the churba. We give the churba to the other chotzer. Avlashir v'loy the ma'asil afuke mana debatim lechurba. Again, even according to Shimon, there was no het to take mani debatim. His het was that one chotzer is to another chotzer is mutter kelim which was shabbos b'chotzer. But here we make the zero. Fine, that's Rav Huna. So, which would parallel really the idea which we had before in Rav. And Sadi Al Manal, but Sadi Al, the Rav said this whole heter of Shimon is only in the case of Lo Irev. In the case of Irev, since there are Kalim of the Bayis in the Chotzer, there's a Xer, you might take the Kalim which is Shavas B'Chotzer. We can't allow you to take Kalim which is Shavas B'Chotzer from a Chotzer to a Gag to a Karifiv, etc., because you might take Kalim which is Shavas B'Bayis to the Gag, and that's to another Chotzer to the Karifiv, and that's a problem. He's saying, in this situation, we give it to the other one. Chia bar Rav Omar Aflashi Irva. We associate the churva to both of the chaseris, and it means we're staying asuris, and neither is permitted. So now. Rashi says that Rechiba Rav says that I heard from my father that Af L'Sheirva, we give the churva over to the chotzer which was Irev, and I says that, and only now and then Rechiba Rav is explaining the only way I can understand what my father said was Shteim Lasuris, because in Tamar Shteim Mutaris, because you can't understand that means both a mutter. Because we had before that Rav said in the case that this halacha of Shimon is only true, that a chatzer and a gag and a karfeh for all consider one rishus, you can care for one to the other, kelim which rishavas in them, only in the case of a yiriv and the chatzer. But over here, they were yiriv and the chatzer. So therefore, so why don't we say the following thought process? So from what we should conclude from what Rav said before, that if this would be true, that from the churba to the chotzer is permitted, so then a case of a chotzer shel irav and a chotzer shel irav, I should be allowed to carry from the chotzer shel irav to the chotzer shel irav. And that Rav did not say that, so that can't be the pshat over here, and has to be shteima suras. The Gemara says no, that's not true. I'll tell you the following difference. Hosam kima de mintri mani de batim bechotzer osa lafuke. There, in the case where you have a chotzer which was in the case over there, when so really I can tell you, Rav's over here, it's mutter, which means a lot of carry from the churva to the chatzer and vice versa. Because there are very few kalim. How's that sound? One second. He's saying that the chance of having kalim of the bias in the chur, we're not chershish. He's going to take kalim. We're not going to chershish. He's going to take kalim from the bias to the churva. We are chershish. He'll take kalim from the bias from the chotzer, which he's allowed to take them to another chotzer, because kalim are in a chotzer generally are safe. So the gzera that you might take mani debatim kalim from the bias, which are now found in the chotzer, from there to the next chotzer, where they are potentially are safe, is a possibility. And therefore, we do not allow you to carry any kalim, even kalim shashavas b'chotzer. But there's no concern that you might carry kalim from the bayis to the churba, because the churba is an open place; it's not a safe place. So the whole gzera that if you allow you to carry kalim shashavas b'chotzer to the churba, you might carry kalim shashavas b'bayis to the chotzer is really minimal. If you're allowed to carry kalim shashavas b'chotzer to the churva, you might carry kalim shashavas b'bayis to the churva. That is not that chashash is not a chashash, because you're not going to want to carry kalim shashavas b'bayis to the churva. The verse says no, it's not the same. Hasam kima de mitri mani de batim bechotzer osla fuke. Hacha bechurva kima de mitri mani de chotzer bechurva le osla fuke. So mani de chotzer bechurva means even the mani de chotzer, it's not really such a chashash you're going to carry. But we're sure that's not the kelim, but that doesn't bother us. The problem is the kelim which Shabbos Babai is, you're not going to want to carry to the churva. Ikad Amri. Some have a second version of what Chibur Rav said, that he actually incorporated this into what it said. He said, That my father Rav said that you give over the chotzer, which was irev, all the churba to the chotzer is the irev also, and they're both mutter to carry there. Because you pass like Rav Shimon, there's no problem carrying from a chotzer to a churba to a chotzer, etc. Which was shavas in the chotzer. If you're talking about shtei nesaris, maybe you should argue that both also fishen and noisin chutz l'shalirva l'chutz shirva. We don't allow you to carry from a chutz shalirav to chutz shirav. Once you arrive in the chutz, it's also to carry from one chutz to the next. According to Rav. Awesome. Keep the mitzvah money the batim mechotzer lo shor b'hu rabbanon das lefuke. That's a potential problem. Av b'churva lo mitzvah. It's not safe there. There's no there. You might carry them. Okay. So Rashi b'churva achas b'neim lo yishna shelhem. The difference is no difference in halacha whether the churva belongs to the tuchetzeris lo yishna shelachem or belongs to the third party. The only problem is that we have this issue of ownership is when it's discussing homes. We're carrying from the chotzer, which is belongs to group of houses A, to chotzer, which is group of houses B. So ownership is different ownership. It's not a problem according to Rav Shimon. Okay. And the churva was, however, we don't have a problem that there were walls vis-a-vis the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so it wasn't parts to Makam Aser. Achas Yerba La'atzmo, Shechimani the Batim B'chakaba. One of the Chatzeris had made an Erev amongst himself, and there were Kalim from the Batim in the Chatzer. Shavunamur, Amr Vuna, Noisim Kharba, the Zoshala Yerba. Lahaitzila Kalim Sheshavsa B'chatzer. You can take a Kalim, which is Shavas B'chatzer, from the chutz, which is lo yirev, the halo shchichim bo mani the batim, halo lo yirev. There's no kalim from the bias in that chutz. But the shirev, lo, you can't allow the people which the chutz, which is ma'ariv, to carry to the churva. Lo, the rav tamina the rav havu. The amar lo kibushim shimon b'shalo yirev, halo lo yirev. Lo, but he said even like kibushim, you can carry from one chutz to the next. It's only if the chutz wasn't ma'ariv, and there's no kalim from the bias in the chutz. Here, rav amar rav the shirev. And he shamat me abba afla she'irva no sinus. So you give it to this churba over to the chatzir, which is irv also. Umadati ani mefarish. But I explain what he meant to say. The high damer abba, that which my father said afla she'irva lesser stand come. He meant both the rosh. The gozer lo irvu otu irvu. Because the situation when they're both sharing the churva, you allow the people from one chutzah to carry. People from the other chutzah will also carry. Imafki hani legabo hani namim also umafki. Okay, and that's a problem because in the chutzah which is irev, there are kelim from the bayis in the chutzah. And if you'll tell me v'masha shemati afla she'irva, that when I heard the phrase of my father that you give the churba over to the churba to the chutz of his irev, if you want to suggest that lahatir kamar abba, the shein mutaris, he meant both in mutar, look ozer abba beirva. See, even the chutz which is irev, we're not going to answer kelim which is shabbos bechutzer mishum mani debatim because of the kelim which is shabbos bevayis. We're not going to that. Kashli b'milz, I would have difficulty with that. The abba. The Omar Liel. I would have cash on that from someone which my father said before. Even if Shimon, which was matter from one chutzah to the next, was only matter in the case of lo irev. But in the case of irev, we do not allow you to take even the kelim which is shavas bechutzer. So according to this thought process, now that you're not going to that, neima ain noisim chutzah shlo irva the chutzah shirva. Why don't we allow you to carry from the chutz she'irev to the chutz she'lo'irev? You're sort of giving permission, giving the b'nei chutz she'irev rishos to take to the chutz she'lo'irev. Tachtas kelel the sechaverta b'tzitzim. You could like let them take kelim there. Holo gozer rav b'churva. You're talking about the case of churva. He wasn't gozer. Okay, Klarmer. Nehinami the Teshnili. Maybe I understand you're going to answer me. The Hoda Marav Liel Alva Irva Loi. Rav said that Irva Loi means like this. So what's the problem? Because there's kelim and the bayis in the chatzur. That's the chatzur, which is irev. But the two chatzurs, one which is irev, one which is lawyer irev. So the chatzur's lawyer doesn't have that problem. So they should be allowed to carry their kelim shashavas b'chatzur to the chatzur, which was irev. So that's you tell me. So the chatzur shelo yirev doesn't have kelim from the bayis in the chatzur, so they should be allowed to carry their kelim shabbos b'chatzur to the other chatzur. And Rav only meant the aser, the kelim which is the chatzur which is yirev. They have kelim of the bayis in their chatzur, and they can't carry from the chatzur shelo yirev. That's you tell me. Even on the other chatzur, they are kelim from the bayis. L'chashidan, you're not worried about that. That's what you'll tell me. The stomach, mishtamish inshi b'moni today mishtamish. You're not worried about if you allow the people from this chatzur, which is lo yirev, to carry their kelim, which was shavas b'chatzur, to the chatzur, which is irev. They're going to start taking those kelim backwards. No, people take their own kelim. But why are the bnei chatzur she'irev also to take to the chatzur shelo irev? So that there should be allowed to take from there, like it's the same way they're allowed to take to the churva. The answer is hosam kim in the mentor. It's mutter. We have chaseris amai gozer. So why bechotzer is it also? Mishum the kiva the mintari kelim bechotzer. Kelim are safe in the chotzer. So shkichu dafuke mani tuva. There are many kelim in the chotzer. Chashin and duma mitlefi mani debatim be mani the chotzer. People will confuse the two. And mafke the chaverta, you'll take from one to the next. Shreini shmornim gam besicha, because they're safe in the next chotzer also. Avu churva. We're not going to take things to the churva because I'm not sure what Rashi means. You're not inclined to schlep any kalim there, so you're not afraid you're going to carry the kalim from the bayis to the churva. Ikadami Amr Rav Chiya, Amr Rav Chiya, Rav Amr Afla Sheirva Mishtei in the Mitaris, Mitar Mishtei in Hasuris. Maybe you'll argue that they should be Yasser, but time of Mishum, and you'll argue that because the Shemina Leila Abba, the Kamer, which we know that Rabbit said, Al Irvoloi, the case of Shimon, the case of Irvid Zasser. Amal Akarva Filo, the Chakta, the Milse. So, means you're forced to say, even if you're willing to accept the Doichik, then you meant in one direction it's still Mutter, I think you meant both directions are Yasser. You can't go from the Chatzur Shir to Chatzur Shalir or vice versa. But even if you want to tell me that that's not true. Look, with the high the Osir Shirva, who the Osir? The Taltikal, the Shalirva. Shalirva, Mutaris, the Self, the Shirva. Even if you'll argue that that's true, that in one direction it's Mutar, from the Chatzur Shalir to Chatzur Shir is Mutar. Even if you'll say that, Shimina Mia, then Osir the Shalirva, the Shirva, but however, you may not care for the Chatzur Shirv to the Chatzur Shalirv. You're geyser. So they should both be aser. No, that's not true. Because hosim gabi chaseris, kibin the mitri mani bechotzer chaveroi, kibin chaseroi, avinu lafuki lo mani tuva. There's many different kelim. You're going to be stepping from one chatzur to the next because you feel it's safe in the other chatzur, and therefore shinan d'loy lepik lo money the batim. So maybe you might carry money the batim also. Churva loy, but there's no such gzeira in the case of churva. Because it's not safe there, you're not going to schlep kelim there, which the kelim of the bayis there. Good. It's not the mission. Fine. God got all some of the cotton. So we had this case, this idea before. You have two gagas next to each other. One gag is larger, which means it extends out on both sides beyond the cotton. And the opening between the two gagas is less than 10 amas. 10 amas or less. So, as far as it's concerned, the gadol mutter, the katan osur. So the katan is poritz to makam or osur loy. The gadol, it's just the Pesach, so it's mutter. The Rashi will discuss who's the Tana of the Mishnah, came from one guy to the next. According to Meir, that should be mutter, or according to Shimon, that should be mutter. All the gagim are Rishos Achas. So even if you tell me it's two separate gagim, who cares? You ought to care from one guy to the next. So according to the Tana of the Mishnah's Rabbanon, is the Chachamim. Rashi suggests maybe not. Okay, we'll see in Rashi. Now, a similar case. Chatzu Gedarla Shanifras Alakatana. You have two chazeres next to each other, a larger one and a smaller one. Gedarla Mataris Katana Sur. Nay, Shehi Kapisko Shal Gedarla. As far as the Gedarla is concerned, the opening to the Katana is like a Pesach. As far as the Katana is concerned, since that whole side is totally open, it's considered poor roots, the Makam Ha'asu. The Mor is going to ask, of course, the exact same case, really. The case of Chatzu, that's the Mor's Kash, the Chatzu, Tati Lomali. So Rashi, Golo Mutter. So the Rashi means like this: the goal is mutter to take the hachnas of klib habayish lamata. So not only are they allowed to carry in their gag, they're allowed to carry their gag even kalim from the bayis from below up to the gag. Because as far as they're concerned, they're a distinct gag. They have been caught in oishin olav. Gabe gadol hach pirtsa pesachu. The shori begifufik. It's mutter because there's enclosure on both sides of the doorway, the opening to the katana. Going then pirtsa yosem yes. It's not more than 10 amos. Lekatan also lo lahitzi kli abayis. You may not take the kli abayis from the katana up to the katana. The megadol osriyale the nifras loy b'meloyo. It's totally open to a makam osur. So the kelim from the bayis are also to go to the roof of the katana because that's poured to the makam which is osur to the gadol. But if curly, therefore, if they're discussing kelim from the bayis, everybody agrees to that. Even Rameir, the filler Rameir look omer gagan mishasachas al kelim shoshavs to b'soicha. Rameir and Mishim are only mounted Kelim, which are Shabbos and the Gag. You may carry from one Gag to the next. But you can't carry Kelim from the Bayis from one Gag to the next. Do you mean the Chotzer Katana? Shivers of Gedarla, the Kuliyama Kateris, Rishus Achasein. When you clear Kabatim, Osra Gedarla Katana. The Chum agree that Chetzeres Rosh Hashachas, you can carry from one Chatzah to the next, Kelim which Rosh Shavas b'Chatzah. So what's the case? The issue is Kelim which Rosh Shavas b'Bayis. Okay. Kelim Chetzeres Rosh Hashachas, if the Bnei Gerla had been Ma'arav amongst himself, they can carry Kelim from their Batim into their Chatzah. Well, also your law, Bnei Ketana. The Bnei Ketana do not answer the Bnei Gedarla by saying, "Listen, it's you know, you were married amongst yourself, but you weren't married with the Bnei Ketana, and Bnei Ketana are part of this whole area." No, they're not. For them, it's a doorway in between. So the more lovely the Misti Tarti. So why do we need two cases? The two cases are the same thing. Okay, some more is like this. The Rav Katani Gag is in the Chatzah. The reason why Mishnah said both is to teach me that this is a source for Rav's din. The Rav said that when you have Gaga next to each other, according to Chomach, the Gaga are not one Rishos, you're only allowed to carry Dalet Amos in the Gag. There's a wall in between. It's not Nicker. It can't act as a barrier between the two Gaga. So you can't carry from what you can't not only carry it even in this gag more than Dalet Amos. Says where did he get it from? He got it from this mission. Why? Because the mission drew a parallel between the case of gag to the case of chatzur. Machatzur minker machitzta. Of gag nami minker machitzta. So the only case of gag which is mutter is a case where the machitzta would be obvious, Just like over here, the case of Chotzer, where the Mechitzas are obvious. So the Mishnah wanted to draw a parallel between Gag and Chotzer. To Chotzer, teach you this halacha, that by Gag you require Mechitzas, which are Minkaru. Okay. So that's Rav's source. Now Shmuel disagrees over there. Shmuel says even the Kodesh Chomer, each gag is distinct. You can't carry from one gag to the next. Within itself, you can carry the whole area. If you say Gudas and Mechitz, even though it's not Nicker, because the two houses are immediately adjacent, so you don't see any gag coming up. Any gag. But Shmuel did say that there is one example when it's Osir. If there are people which are using the gag and they're going from one to the next, so that the fact that they're constantly walking back and forth is mavato the mechitza, the gudas of mechitza. Right? Remember, we have that idea that if they're using it, so they're walking back and forth, so they're stepping quote unquote on this wall. It's like the wall's not there. He says Adarab. See, he learns the parallel like this: Shmuel gag the dumin the chotz, my chotz the kador shel rab. Af gag nami the kador shel rab. He says the reason why we drew the parallels, the teacher, just like the case of Chotzer with the opening, there's obviously going to be a flow of people back and forth between the two of them, and we're talking about people using it, so that's when there's a problem. It means there's only a problem, my God, because there's people using it. But otherwise, if people are not using it, it's mutter. So Adarab, this is the source, the Mishnah is teaching the source of my din. So both of the Amoroyim, Ram and Shul, see in this Mishnah a source for their halacha. What's your Rashi? Tarti, Chotzer v'Gag. What do you need both of them for? Ma Chotzer the Mikra Mechitza Shreyesh. The Mechitza, the Chotzer has walls. Av Gag Nami Hinami the Shirinon Lei the Mechitza Tachtonis. I understand you should permit a roof based on the idea of Gudas and Mechitza from Gudasik. Mia Mechitza is Nikaris Beinon. So that's the relevance. Even if you have one single gag, it's relevant. They have to make it in the cars. How is that? What's relevant? So you hate gag berlet chutzulehen. So if the roof extends out above the walls, like most of our roofs, you couldn't say gudas and mechitza because it's not nicker. The loy minker gudasik. In that situation, go to nami osir. They ain't shul mechitza. Kol she'ein loy mechitzas and mishas yochid. Their gagan were flat and they used them. So if the gag were to send out over the mechitzas, then you can't carry in the gag at all. The Shmuel Dharma, I feel the minkra, I mean a good asik. Shmuel said, you say good asik, even though it's not nicker. The reason why we wrote the two next to each other was the teacher, by the machach of the Dar Shil Rab. Afgag. The Haidik Tani Ketana Osir. So why comes one? The Morris said, "Ask the Kashan Shmuel." According to Shmuel, why is the Ketana Osir? He said, "Good, ask the Mechitz on the wall below, and the Ketana is considered enclosed." And the answer was, "It's not Mishum the Darsi Rabbi Mizelis." And the case was that they're walking back and forth. The Harbor like a Mechitz Tatana Shemineim Mechitz in the dresses. Lamotzis the Mega Basuka. You can't say good, ask the Mechitz. Because there's people walking over it all the time. I'll be loy dar sibahem. If that had been not so, af katan shori. Being a good asik, the tapsik mechitza b'neim, I'll begab the mechelsio lo mintri. Even though it's not visible, you say good asik. Okay. Zot to Gemara. Three lines on the bottom. Yosef Rabba Rabbi Zera Rabba Bar Rav Chanan Yosef Abayo Gebayo. So these three Amoroyim were sitting, Rabba Rabbi Zera and Rabba Bar Rav Chanan, and Abayo was sitting in front of them. Yosef Ka'omri, and they said the following. Shmami Nomi Mastisan, we can derive from the Mishnah the following thought process. The Yurik Gedoyla Bekitana, Ben Yurik Tana Bekitana. The Gedoyla has a certain authority and rights over the Ketana. It means the Ketana does not affect it. But it's not so. The Ketana has no authority over the Gedoyla, therefore the Gedoyla will affect it negatively. So, for example, Ketzad. Gefanim Bigdarlo. If in this situation, it's in the case of a chotzer, if there were gefanim planted in the in that chotzer, so also the zoya as a katana, you can't. For klai kerim, even if there a door, a valid, an actual doorway is would be matir. But over here, since the bnei katana are considered part of the gedola, so it's also the zroyim as a katana. You can't plant the katana with the zroyim because we look at it as if the katana is subsumed into the gedola. But if he did plant there, zroyim asurim, kafanim matorim. They don't answer because we look at it as if there's some type of mechitza in between. And so it's and a mechitza between is matar b'diavad. That's another round. Kfanim b'ketana mutar l'zroyim as a gedola. But however, we don't say that the if there'd be kfanim in the ketana, they would have any power or authority over the gedola to ask the gedola from doing whatever it wants. Because as far as gedola is concerned, it's considered separate, they're distinct from the ketana. What was done in the ketana doesn't affect the gedola. Another example: isha b'gedola v'get b'ketana miskereshes. Isha b'ketana v'get b'gedola any miskereshes. Now Rashi learns that the case was that she owns both of the areas. And he threw a get and it landed. The law is, Tosis points out that Rashi is learning over here, that the law is that Isha is, we learn how the chotzer for a woman works equivalent to putting it into her hand. So we throw a get into her chotzer, the same way as putting a get into her hand. However, the source for it is because we look at the chotzer as an extension of her hands. So it has to be smucha. So this Gemara is saying that smucha means that she's standing in the chotzer. Not adjacent to the chutz, but in the chutz. So if she's standing in the gedola, if she's standing in the katana, and the get lands in the gedola, even though it's her area, it's her chutz, and she has control over it, so it's mishtameris, that's not enough. It has to be oimed b'soicha. So standing in the katana, she's not called standing in the gedola. She's standing in the gedola, she's called standing in the katana. So she makes the rashes. Okay. Tzibur b'gedola, v'shiach tzibur b'katana. You put the chazan in the tzibur in the gedola and the chazan in the katana. You're tenei chavos and they're davening together. However, tzibur b'katana, v'shiach tzibur b'gedola, ain yotzei nidei chavos. So they're not considered that they're davening together because they're at two different makomos. Tisha b'gedola b'yochet b'ketana mitzdarfen. The one in the ketana is mitzdarf to the gadol, to the what's in the gedola. Tisha b'gedola b'yochet Tisha b'ketana b'yochet b'gedola ain't mitzdarfen. Tzay b'gedola. So even if there's no smell, but it's in the same mokum, it's a problem. So if the soya in the gedola also likur is kriyishma b'ketana. So, b'ketana, what the link was kriyishma b'gedola. Okay, so we said all of these things. We look at the ketana as if it's in the gedola. We don't look at the gedola as if it's in the ketana. Okay, it's all done here.